Good morning, sir, and what is your name, sir?
Pete Kevin.
Okay, one second, sir. Let's see who's going to do your hearing. Okay, who's going to do that one?
That would be me.
Okay, and I think I need to make a phone call. Am I correct? Your last name is K-N-N-A?
K-E-N-N-A?
Yes, sir, so hold on. I think I need to make a phone call, and then the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing. Hold on one moment, sir.
Okay.
Yes, this is Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. It's understanding that you wish to participate in the hearing this morning for Mr. Kendrick. Am I correct, ma'am?
Yes, we do. It's my mom and myself. I'm his sister.
Okay, if you would hold on, Ms. The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will be conducting the hearing, and she will be getting started very shortly.
Thank you very much.
Put a speaker on there so you can hear it.
All right. Mr. Kenna, can you please state your name and ADC number for the record?
Pete Kenna, 148381.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing. Let's see, I see that you've signed your form on September 14th. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay, to the best of your knowledge. On that form, identifies your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. I don't see a lawyer with you today. Are you representing yourself?
I don't have money for a lawyer.
So you're representing yourself today?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board, the members of the board conducting this hearing. If you look all the way down at the far end of the panel for me is the Honorable David Neal. Next to him is the Honorable Michael Johnson. Right in the center here is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Right next to me is the Honorable Louis Quinones. And my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chair for your hearing.
Okay.
Also in the room with us and representing the Department of Corrections and your parole officer is Mr. Osborne. And you can see Mr. Osborne on the screen now.
Hi.
All right. Before we get started, I need to swear you both in. Oh, and we also have participants on the phone today.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Vaughn.
Miss
V-A-U-G-H.
Vaughn. Miss Vaughn. Okay.
And Miss Eccles, my mom.
Oh, thank you. Okay. So when we need to swear all of you in, so Mr. Kenna, Miss Vaughn, Miss Eccles, and Mr. Osborne. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay, Mr. Kenna? Yes, okay, I heard. Mr. Osborne?
Ma'am, I do. I'd like to note that the officer that was involved in this would also like to be called.
Oh, okay. That is fine.
Then I will give you a cell phone number.
Okay.
It is 928-200-2455.
Okay.
And that is Officer Jeff
Clements. Clements. Okay, if everyone could just hold on one second while we get that parole officer on the line. I also note that there's a DR number on this one. Okay.
I'm going to take the shortcut on this one.
I hope we don't get disconnected.
We're going to try not to disconnect you this time.
Okay.
I'm going to do the best I can not to disconnect you. Yes, this is Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. It's our understanding that you wish to participate in the hearing today for Mr. Kenner. Am I correct?
No. His sister wanted to participate in the hearing today.
Well, we have them on, but we were told that, do I have the right PO?
Yes,
sir.
I want to
present
Diane and
Peter Kenner's
phone officer, sir. Oh, that's fine if they can pull up. I'm actually way out in the field driving right now.
Okay, sir.
If you need me to participate, I can, but if not, then no, sir, I really don't feel the need to unless you need me to participate.
Okay, well, if we feel it's necessary, then we'll give you a call back, sir.
Yes, sir. I will have my cell phone on 928-200-2455.
Okay, sir, that's the number that we're calling on, so if we need you, we will call you back. So thank you so very much and drive safe, sir.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. So we'll resume, and we've sworn in Mr. Kenna, Ms. Vaughn, Ms. Eccles, and Mr. Osborne. And we will contact the parole officer if we have a question that we need to ask. So this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, Mr. Kenna. And phase two is to determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. So, Mr. Kenna, I'm going to read information from your warrant. And as I read this allegation, there's the one allegation here, if you would tell me if it's true or false. And if you believe it's false, we'll take information from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it then. But the board will make the final determination as to whether you have violated your conditions. Do you understand?
Yes.
Indeed. And let me amend that. Thank you, Mr. Quinones. Since there are pending charges of some nature, we don't know what they are, but we see there's a DR number here. You could also have a third option of a response. Either the allegation is true, it's false, or you wish to remain silent because there may be something connected with that DR. These hearings are recorded, and if there was anything pending, any future charges or another case, the prosecutor or your attorney could subpoena this record. So you have three options as I read this this allegation to you. So here it is. The allegation number one on your warrant is that you have violated the conditions of supervision and lapsed or probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company as follows. Violation of condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your possession of methamphetamine on or about August 24th, 2017. Mr. Kenna, is that true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
It's false.
It's false, okay. Then we will move to hear some testimony from the Department of Corrections, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, ma'am. Allegation number one. On August 24th of 17, during a compliance check of the offender's approved residence at 209 North Granite Drive, Payson, Arizona, approximately 5 grams of methamphetamine confirmed by DPS Task Force member Lane Kaminsky, badge number 6864, and an apparatus, glass smoking pipe for ingesting the illegal substance was found in the garage of the residence inside of an eyeglass case. The offender was in the garage area when the team members arrived at the residence. The offender was called to the fence where Senior P.O. Guerrera was at, and at which time the offender requested to go back into the garage to retrieve his cigarettes. The defendant was told that he would first have to provide a saliva sample for a swab drug test. During the time the oral drug test swab sample was being taken, Officer Craig Wolfberg went into the garage where the offender was first sighted, and he immediately found the drugs. The drugs were taken into evidence by DPS task force team members, and the offender was taken into custody, transported to, and booked in to the Gila County Jail in Payson, AZ, for the dangerous drugs, methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia, the last bite.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. So, Mr. Kenna, once again, just, you know, do you find that allegation to be true, false, or do you still wish to remain silent?
I'll just remain silent.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Then based on testimony from the Department of Corrections as to violation number one, I move to find Mr. Kenna delinquent, that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Thank you.
Agree.
So we'll move into phase two of your hearing, Mr. Kenna. And in phase two, we determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Before we move on, we'll please stand by and we'll take testimony from Mr. Osborne, and we'll be back to you momentarily. So hold on just one second, listen in, and Mr. Osborne.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Kenna was released from DOC custody on September 7th of 2016. He was arrested on August 24th of 2017 by the Payson PD on felony dangerous drug charges, possession of dangerous drugs, and returned to our custody on August 25th of 2017 with 0 abscond days, with a community supervision end date of November 7th of 2017. Current conviction, 2011, dangerous drug violation, 4 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1999, theft, 1 year. 1999, aggravated DUI, 2 years, 6 months. 2011, burglary tools possession, 2 years. And 2011, dangerous drug violation, 5 years. He's had two terms of DOC, had the COIR score of 3.2, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is no STD or gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2001, CIS completion, 7 months. He has a minimal disciplinary history with possession of narcotics noted. Other arrests, 1996, dangerous drug violation, AZ, felony conviction, probation. 1998, possession of cells of marijuana, AZ, felony conviction, probation. 2009, burglary, AZ, felony conviction, probation. August 24th of 2017, dangerous drug violation, AZ pending charges, and August 24th of 17, drug paraphernalia violation, AZ pending charges. There's a community risk score of G4B5, and I do have stats and charges also attached from Police Officer Jess Clements dating Wednesday, September 20th of 2017. Offender pending felony charges for possession of methamphetamine, dangerous drug, and paraphernalia in Gila County Superior Court. Arrest by DPS Gang Task Force during compliance check. That is all.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. So, Mr. Kenna, it looks like you were released and approved to live with your mother at 209 North Granite Drive in Payson. And the information we have here suggests that you're employed as a full-time caregiver for your mother. Is that true?
That's correct.
And you stayed at that residence the entire time that you were on community supervision?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. And you completed some treatment and programming at Community Bridges in Payson?
Yes.
Also true. And it looks like you submitted negative drug panels in October of 2016, in January of 2017, and April of 2017.
Good job.
So it looks like you were doing well with those. Just looking at the history that Mr. Osborne just read for us, It looks like you've had some problems with drug use. What? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I've had several head injuries where I was knocked unconscious, you know, got concussions. I was having headaches all the time. You know, hearing voices, seeing hallucinations. I sought help through several different agencies, and all the pills they would give me were having the opposite effect that they said they would. They would give me one to sleep, and it would make me stay up all night. They'd give me one for depression, and it just made me feel even worse and gave me severe headaches. And so I was self-medicating myself, and I completely realized I cannot do that. I'm on medication now, and the pills seem to be helping now.
Well, that's good. I'm glad for that. What? How did you get your head injuries? Was it in sports or?
No. One was my mentally ill brother hit me over the head with a beer bottle and just knocked me out. Now it's years and years ago, and I still have severe headaches right where he hit me, and my right eye will go blurry as soon as that headache starts. And I've had a couple at the base of my skull in the rear. I don't remember how, but I just know I woke up in the hospital a couple of times, and they said, yes, you were knocked out unconscious.
Did you get into fights with people, do you think,
I think I got mugged a couple of times.
Yeah.
All right.
But I like need to maybe get a brain scan and see if there's swelling of my brain or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds serious. But it also looks like way back in years ago, it looks like there's one conviction for sales of drugs. Are you involved in any of that anymore?
That is not true. That is completely not true. I've never, ever sold drugs. I don't know where they're coming up with that charge. But honestly, I've never even heard that charge brought against me, ever. It must be some kind of mistake.
Now, sometimes the categories of the crimes are kind of a broad umbrella, and so maybe whatever your crime you were convicted of fell within that umbrella.
Yeah.
That could be, I think it could have been possession, sales or possession, so possible.
I've never sold drugs.
Okay.
Ever.
All right, well, thank you for that. I'm sorry, let me ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you, Mr. Kenna. No? No questions. And we can ask our folks on the phone also. Ms. Vaughn, did you have anything you wanted to add? Anything you tell the board?
Yes, I do. I was my mom's caregiver before my brother got there, and she had a stroke, and she was disabled since my brother had been in prison. When he came to help my mom, he didn't know what bad shape she was in. 3 days after he got out, I had to hide the fact that my mentally ill brother stabbed my mom multiple times in the face and sliced me up also. So I had to hide that fact from him. I just said, Mom's at home. So I had to bring him to the hospital to see my mom. That our brother had done this to our mom and me. So right off the bat, that's not a good thing to come into. And then he came home and the house was a disaster, the roof is leaking, he had bed bugs, Can you still hear me?
Yes, yes, please go on.
Yeah, there were bed bugs. I had to get rid of them multiple times, and he ended up tearing my whole mom's room apart to get rid of the bed bugs. And then his dog died. It's just like, it was one thing after another. He called me and told me he was super stressed, and I didn't have gas money to come and help him. And I was here myself, and this is a very stressful, hard thing to do. And him coming in and seeing what my brother did, it did not help him at all.
All right, thank you, Ms. Vaughn. Anything else?
Mom, do you want to say anything? Well, other than the fact that Peter, when he did come home, took very good care of me. Yeah, the house was spotless. Yes, made sure she ate. The shopping was done. He took care of her vehicle. He just was under so much stress. I just believe this was a slip because, like you said, he was still clean in April. I was so proud of him. He's doing so good. But anybody under that amount of stress is gonna, who knows, do what.
Well, thank you very much. We're coming toward the end of your hearing, Mr. Kenna, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if you'd like. Anything else you'd like the board to know?
I would be very grateful if you reinstated my parole. I have like 27 days left, I believe, till November 7th. And, you know, I would go back and get back into treatment and community bridges so they can maybe hook me up so I can get a brain scan and keep me on my medications that I'm receiving now. And just resume being my mother's caregiver. I'd just be very, very grateful if you would reinstate me.
All right, thank
you. I guess that's it.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Kenna. The board is, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, ma'am, I checked TAF because on the day that they did arrest him, a saliva test was taken on the B24.
Okay.
And for the test results on August 29th to 17th, for TAF, did test positive for methamphetamine.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. All right, so the board is going to go into discussion and make a determination at this point. It may sound like the board is talking to you or other people in the room or on the phone, but it is truly the board discussing the matter with itself. So if you just remain silent, and we will be back with you shortly. The board is going into discussion. This is truly an unfortunate case, to use the word of our board chairman. Mr. Kenna has had, it appears, head injuries that cause him severe headaches and hearing voices and hallucinations. It doesn't appear that he has a mental illness necessarily, because his mental health score is only a 1, but it appears that this is because of a physical injury problem. However, on the plus side is he's got some meds now that seem to be helping him, so that's a good thing. He's got a lot of responsibility with taking care of his mother, and it sounds like he was doing a very good job with that.
Yeah.
He completed some treatment at Community Bridges. He submitted a negative screen, so he was doing well, and I think, as his sister said, she was pretty proud of him. But he did test positive, as Mr. Osborne just related, for meth use, and clearly a violation of conditions of supervision. I'm not seeing Mr. Kenna, partly due to the short remainder of time he has left, it's 27 days, I'm just not seeing him as a good candidate for continued returning him to community supervision, but I'm open to any input of my fellow board. And seeing no additional comments, I'm going to make a motion based on the points in the warrant, the allegation that we have in the warrant, information provided by Mr. Osborne, information provided by Ms. Vaughn and Ms. Eccles, and a discussion with Mr. Kenna himself. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Kenna was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and has lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
He's really a good person, Your Honor. It's just under all the stress. I'm going to be able to help him more this time, so he won't get so stressed out.
Thank you. Mr. Kenna, your community supervision has been revoked, and you'll be released from the Department of Corrections on or about November 7th of this year. It's just in a few days, as you just stated. You've got quite a responsibility ahead of you. I know you're more than aware, but it sounded like you were doing a great job taking care of your mother, and it'll be just a few days till you get back there and continue. We want to wish you the absolute best of luck with that and with your health issues, and hope you can get that some kind of a test done and figure out what the problem is. We do want to thank you and thank Ms. Vaughn and Ms. Eccles for participating in the hearing today. This hearing is concluded, and no further discussion may take place. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Love you, Pete.